She was born on the bayou, but she had to go. The Big Easy was a calling, and she couldn't say no. She hopped aboard a freight train with Slippery Pete. She wrapped up her bandana, went to New Orleans, had a box of matches and a can of beans.
She's real cute,
she's got fur, she's a beaut, Bella Benelinote. Marlene picked her up, but it wasn't for long. Was going to New Jersey for the end of the song. Now Christina finds her amusing,
she's real wacky,
and Daddy-O is real confusing.
Watch out, Zoe,
she's a puppy though, and jumps into garbage constantly. Welcome to the podcast, Bella and Me.
That's right. The Bella and Me podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Here we are.
Hello.
Hello, Bella.
Hello. Hey, Daddy. Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Oh, goodness. I missed doing my podcast. I miss everybody. How's everybody out there? Hello.
Everybody's doing good. They've written you some letters.
Yay. I love the letters.
So let's jump right into the letters for Bella.
Let's go.
Letters. They're really more like emails. They're not really letters.
But, I like letters.
Okay, well, Jen Barry writes in.
Hello, Jen Barry. I love you.
And the name of her email is Love, Love, Love.
Oh, I love that.
We love this podcast and want some new ones.
Yes, that's what I said. I keep saying, Daddy, oh, I gotta do my podcast.
Right.
Well, are we going?
Well, Jen Barry, you're not alone. As you can see, Bella feels the same way.
I do. I'm so sorry.
We have some new ones coming out. Don't worry, Jen Barry.
All right.
Okay. Maybe is it Jen and Barry? Or is it
Jen Barry? I don't know at all. I have no idea.
Well, we don't know. Okay, well, next one is from BoyMom-3.
Hello, BoyMom. I love you.
BoyMom. I never write reviews, but I had to for this. We love Bella and Me.
I love you too. Oh, I love you.
My 5-year-old asks to go on drives with me because he wants to listen to it in the car.
Goody.
And even if we're almost home, he begs to start a new one.
Oh, I love that.
They are.
I love you.
Bella, I have to finish the message.
I know, but I'm so happy.
They are funny, engaging, imaginative, and they teach important godly lessons I want my kids to know. And they're not boring. Can Bella go on adventures where she might encounter pirates, robots, dinosaurs, and a talking brain? All fun things my boys love.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so wait a minute.
I have so many adventures I could share with you when I was on the road and riding the rails with Slippery Pete. We'll have to do a show with Slippery Pete and we'll go and talk about all our adventures and relive them. Well, we met some pirates too. Oh, you know there were pirates down on the bayou.
Aren't pirates extinct? Much like dinosaurs?
No. There were pirates down in New Orleans,
okay.
Louisiana.
Really?
They had hit all their gold, and we dug some up one day. Yeah, we did. Me and Slippery
Pete. You dug up some gold.
Yeah. We dug it up.
Some booty that pirates had.
Yeah, we did. We dug it up.
And what did you do with the money?
We ate it.
Okay.
It was made of chocolate. Ah!
You had chocolate coins.
Yeah!
So you stole dessert and candy from the pirates.
We didn't.
You took their candy.
We found it.
Okay.
We didn't steal it. No, we did not.
Well, Boy Mom also wants to know if you can go on an adventure where you might encounter a robot or a talking brain. And
talking
this is something
brain.
That her boys love. Talking brains.
I love a talking brain.
All right. Well, Boy Mom, we'll see what we can do.
We got some fun.
We will see what we can do.
Yeah.
Okay. This next one is from Sci-Fi Fanatic Boy.
Ooh. Hello, Sci-Fi Fanatic Boy. I love you.
This podcast is so incredi-fun.
I love that. Incredi-fun. I'm going to use that one.
Okay. And I want to have... And I want to have Bella as my own talking dog.
Oh, huh.
Maybe we, you know what, Sci-Fi Fanatic Boy? I think I can maybe be able to arrange that.
No, you didn't.
Well, this Fanatic Boy wants you as
Mama
her,
would not
as
let
his
you
own
do
talking.
That.
Mama's not even in the room right now,
no,
so
but she, would
she doesn't
be
even
so
know this is going on.
Mad at you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You would not like that.
Okay, this next one is called The Best, and it's from Enantherman.
Hello, Enantherman.
My kids and I love this. Really hoping that they make some more episodes. Do you have any plans to maybe do a video show every now and then so we can actually meet Bella on video?
Oh, yeah. Mm. I like that.
Do we have any plans to maybe do a...
I don't know if I can answer that question. Mm. I know it.
We'll let you know.
Yeah.
Enan Thurman.
We gotta do more episodes. I know what one I want to do right now.
What's that?
We talked about it. Yes. We'll do another podcast.
Well, this is the Q&A podcast.
All right. Okay,
we'll let you know. Enan Thurman. Okay, next one is from Chum Chum.
Hello, Chum Chum. I love you. Hello.
OMG. I am in love with Bella. That I already have listened to all of the podcasts. It is love, 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 love them. So amazing.
Wow.
Thank you guys for making them. You guys are amazing. Please come out with new episodes. I am dying to hear what happens and what other things Bella gets into. This is all one long set.
Wow. Thank you.
Chum Chum, you may want to have maybe your parents come in, kind of, you know, throw in some punctuation every now and then.
It's excitement.
He's
That's
very excited.
What it is.
Or she.
Or she.
Right. Chum Chum. All right, Chum Chum. Thank you. Next one is from Anna Britta.
Hello, Anna Britta. I love you.
Such amazing content. My little guy just loves this, and I feel like the messages are so meaningful and important. The best part is that I mentioned this podcast to his kindergarten teacher, and every Friday is Bella and Me Day.
Let me finish.
Every Friday is Bella and Me Day, where they all gather in a circle and listen to the show. Then the kids get up and draw what they heard on the blackboard. Such fun.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Oh, please take a picture.
Take some video of that.
Please take a picture or video of the children putting the picture on the blackboard. Oh, I love
that. So they illustrate what they hear on the show.
Oh, I love that. I would love to see
I wonder what
the
McNeil was like.
Well, I can guess a bit.
Well, they have the artwork of the show.
I know, but I can imagine what that would make you look like.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Next one is from All Around a Winner.
Oh, I love you, All Around a Winner.
I think that's the name of the message.
Oh.
Whatever. Sorry.
Whoever wrote it, I love you.
My kids, 5 and 8, love this podcast and ask to listen to it even on a 5-minute car ride. A lot of people listen to the car, I noticed. Not only do they laugh out loud at it, but my husband and I do too. Plus, each episode has a good life lesson for
them.
Oh, really?
Thank you. That's that's fun.
Okay. Well, thank you very, very much, All Around a Winner. Next one is from Simple Closure.
Hello, Simple Closure. I love you. See, I'm trying to be controlled
I understand.
I'm trying to control
very
myself.
Good. That's amazing.
Because I get very excited.
Very good. I want to give you an E for effort.
Thank you, okay. Daddy-o.
I stumbled upon this podcast a few months ago, and my 3- and 5-year-old, and who am I kidding, me too, love it, and we flew through all the episodes. We love popping an episode on for snack and craft time and having a dance party in our living room to the intro music ever so often.
Oh, my God. I love what you guys are doing out there.
A dance party.
A dance party. And craft time. Ooh, that sounds like something
snack
I would
snack time
like.
And craft
time. Ooh, I love snack time. You know that.
Yeah, anytime is snack
time. If I can grab a snack.
It could be 3 o'clock in the morning for snack time.
Yeah, there's a snack.
Eat the snack.
I'll grab it.
Okay, Funtastic by Ray Herman.
Hello, Funtastic. I love you.
No, Ray Herman.
Hello, Ray Herman, I love you too, Funtastic!
This podcast is a thoughtful, imaginative world designed for the children and their parents.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Ray Herman.
That's right. Mm. That's right. We love you people out there. Oh my goodness, so much. So much.
Are you ready for this next one?
I guess so.
Next one is from Abby Beth 1234.
Hello, Abby Beth 1234. I love you.
Such a great podcast. My 3-year-old son loves it.
Aww.
I commute 4 hours a week with him, and every time, without fail, he asks for Bella and Me.
The best part
is that I actually like listening to it too. The show is clever and it makes me laugh. I love it.
Aww.
Well, Abby Beth 1234.
We gotta do more shows. For Abby Beth.
For Abby Beth 1, 2, 3,
and
4.
And everybody, well, right.
But also Abby Beth 1, 2, 3,
1, 4. 2, 3,
just
4.
Just because I like saying that name.
I know, you like counting.
Hey, this next message is from Mad Dog and Mom.
Ooh, hello Mad Dog and Mom. I love you both.
I love it because I like listening to it. It, okay. Sounds like one of my mother's answers to the question.
Is that what it sounds like, man?
I love it because I like listening to it. Yeah. It's fun to listen to it. It gives me ideas.
Ooh, good ideas.
Like one idea is, where can I get an alligator for a friend to ride on trains with?
Ooh,
Mad Dog,
yeah.
Age 5.
You gotta move to the bayou and you gotta live in the swamps. And then you find an alligator that's friendly.
That, yeah.
And that is a vegetarian.
That'll ride on a train with you as your friend.
And not eat you.
There's a lot of things you gotta check off that
you
list,
gotta
Mad
worry
Dog
about
5.
That alligator.
Age 5.
Not all alligators like Slippery Pete.
All right, Jess.
Hello, Jess. I love you.
The characters and segments are totally interesting, and my niece and I enjoy listening together on our way to and from preschool. We especially enjoy the song at the end. The themes at the end.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Well, that's a very quick song. We're talking over most of it.
Well, they like it.
All right. The themes are so great and help spark interesting conversations with my preschooler. Well, Jess, converse away. Because
that's
we got
good.
More shows coming.
Yeah.
This one, interestingly enough, is from Jesse K68.
Hello,
so
Jesse K68. I love you.
My 5-year-old son loves this podcast so much, even more than TV Time.
Wow.
That's something. In this day and age, we listen to the episodes over and over in the car, and he talks about the characters. Each episode is a smart, funny mix of stories with a reoccurring cast of characters and quality conversation between a man and his dog. Can't say enough good things.
Wow, I'm so glad.
Bella.
Yeah?
This next one is from BC Caps 1.
Hello, BC Caps 1. I love you.
BC Caps
1. BC Caps 1 says,
this podcast is brilliant.
Brilliant.
I feel like we've been waiting for this kind of podcast for forever.
Forever.
My only complaint is that now my kids won't let me listen to anything else while they're in the car with me. So, why isn't this on YouTube? Seriously?
Yeah, that's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you.
I don't know, BC Caps 1. We'll keep you posted on that if anything develops. Okay, Cute Hooper.
Hello, Cute Hooper.
This is called
I
depression.
Love you.
This is called depression.
Uh-oh.
My 6-year-old just adores Daddy-O and Bella. I wish we had found your show sooner. I believe the show would have helped my daughter, who was suffering with depression and passed away 3 years ago.
Thank
you for this podcast.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh. I don't mind hearing the sad stories, because I like to know that you're talking to me and sharing it with us.
Mm.
But we feel sorry and we feel hurt for you.
And we will pray.
Yeah.
For Cute Hooper and her family or his family. And we will pray that you have an overflowing sense of peace and uninterrupted sleep.
Rest, peacefulness, and feel peace and rest that God has got you in his hand and loves you and all your children.
Right. Amen.
I think God loves your children more than you love your children.
Mm.
Imagine how much that is.
Right. As much as you loved your daughter. And still do.
That's right. It never stops.
Amen.
Love never stops. Ever, ever, ever.
And
forever.
You will see her again.
That's right. That's the good news, though.
Amen.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
That's the hopeful news.
I don't know how old your daughter was 3 years ago, but she was a little girl, and you'll raise her in heaven.
Oh, that sounds pretty.
So that's something to look forward to.
That sounds very lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I know God would plan beautiful things like that out of something terrible.
Amen. Amen.
We love you.
Love you, Cute Hooper. Okay, this next one is from Arctic Hermit.
Hello, Arctic Hermit.
And
I love you.
Arctic Hermit.
I have to say I love you
because it's
true.
I keep forgetting that you're going to say that.
I'm not forgetting.
I keep forgetting.
Oh,
that's why I started.
I don't forget, because I love everybody.
Well, amen.
And I don't want to let anybody down.
Well, Arctic Hermit says that my 6-year-old loves the show, and I love that I can trust the content to be appropriate and meaningful to him. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you.
All right. This is from J-Riv.
Hey, J-Riv, I love you.
We love this podcast. Gets us through Carline in the afternoon. Carline.
Carline? Like what's that?
Carline.
Is Carline when you're waiting?
Not like traffic?
When you're waiting for your children in school?
I wonder where they're from.
I don't know. Right, I've seen that sometime. There's a long line of cars outside of school waiting for their children to come out.
Right. Well, let me finish the message.
All right.
Gets us through Carline in the afternoon and many car trips. It has added joy and laughter and good conversation to our car. We count the days to a new episode. And remember, riding the rails is only fun with a friend.
That's right. It's lonely by yourself. I'm so grateful that I had Slipper and Pete to ride with.
People are coming up with like, subtitles for your
show. I like that.
Catchphrases.
I love that.
Ay, ay, ay. Riding the rails is only fun with a friend.
With a friend.
Right.
That's right.
That's wonderful.
Oh, gosh. I love it. I have to say, I am very grateful when I get your letters. I'm just so surprised that you guys love us so much and you're enjoying it, because we're having so much fun ourselves, and it's nice that we can share it with all of you guys. I'm so happy about that. Thank you. Thank you so much for being so wonderful and so kind to us.
Amen.
We love you very, very much.
We do.
And we pray for you. I know Mama and Daddy will pray for you guys more than I do, I have to say. But we all pray for you. Even Zoe prays for
right.
you, too.
That's right.
And Slippery Pete,
I've heard from you a number of times that he prayed all the time on the rails.
And Craig.
Of course, and Craig, right.
Who will all be on the show again very soon. Don't you worry.
And that's all we got this month.
Okay.
So I am going to hang it up now.
All right. Can we sing the song?
What song?
Do-do-do-do-do-do. I was working at the car wash in Atlanta.
You were? You were working at the car wash in where? Downtown Atlanta?
That's another adventure.
Wait. Do you even know the... You're working at a car wash. Where? Are these the lost lyrics?
It's another verse. Another part of the story.
Good.
Finish
that part off. You're working at a car wash.
I was working at the car wash.
In?
Do-do-do-do-do-do. I was working at the car wash down in New Orleans. No! I was working at the car wash down there.
Okay, Bella, stop.
No,
she was born on the bayou.
No, but I was working at the car wash.
Working for what, scraps?
I was working for treats. I was working for treats. Yes.
She was born on the bayou, but she had to go. The Big Easy was a calling.
Couldn't
say no, she.
Waddled a train.
She waddled on a train.
Didn't say waddled.
This sounds like waddled on a train. Oh, yeah. This is why it's good that you, Bella, didn't sing the song.
And a can of beans.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite part.
I'm so glad we're singing this song.
I was working at the car wash down in Omaha.
Whenever you sing, do you shake your leg a lot?
I do. Mm. Makes me happy.
Shaking your leg makes you happy? Let's see. I'm going to try shaking your leg. Hang on. Let's see. Don't you dare.
I don't want you to shake my leg. I'll shake my leg.
Thank you. I'll try it again. All right, fine.
Stop it.
She was born on the bayou, but she had to go the Big Easy. Say no, she.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for you. Forget it. Okay, listeners, we hope you... Okay, here is a contest. Here's a contest. We want you to record yourselves singing the song, and then for next month, you have to send it back to us. But here's the thing. You have to be... And this is the honor system.
No, what?
The honor system.
What?
Because we'll know, because God will tell us. You can't go now and listen to the song and then record it. You have to do it now.
Oh, come on.
Use your phones and hit record and start singing the song.
And whoever gets closest.
You cannot cheat.
No cheating.
No cheating. And we're going to know. We're going to know if you cheated. I'm telling you, the Lord will tell us. I'm telling you, he'll tell us. Okay. You want to say anything, Bella?
No, I'm thinking of my other adventures right now.
Well, and the pirates and the robots and the talking brains.
And the car wash.
Oh, and the car wash. Oh, the car. Oh, there it is. It's all working. That's the car wash.
Oh, no.
Car wash.
Working at the car wash. La, 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 la.
Car wash. Working for the streets at the car wash.
Working for the cheese.
Is that what you meant? Is that what you meant? The talking brain? Was he one of your clients? Did
no.
he drive up? No.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, we're closing out the show now.
All right.
So we hope you enjoyed this episode of Bella and Me.